All right, so if anyone would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Tars, page 191. Why is this not working?
And then,
oh, here it goes. Thank you. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, rear roots, turbine lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons that foldeth, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hem adorned, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, action triumph without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutade, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage, with Sutra and Pei sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raising fireblaze. Homage to her, a very dreadful, destroyer of Maru's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regional mudra, library masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Dutade, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like, eon denning fire abiding, righteous flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with, her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with omen, soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the 10 letters. Homage to a received letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by the stamping shakes the three rows, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva-like form, with my spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels venturings and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Drasososa spirit Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the Ram mantras and prostration, thus are 21. And then the prayer of the benefits on page 190. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Thank you. In the gold prayer book, the essential prayer book, please turn to page 35 and we'll chant the seven limb prayer. Page 35. Gosum gupe gone chatelo nye shami tu chati malubu tomene sadi tuntam chesha kepa gewa nam la jeiron korwa maton bardu le june do la che ki kolo korwa don da jengen on jan chu chen pong no you see now this way. Six. Sorry. I'll turn to page 97. In the bottom, you'll see the short mandala offering. So we'll chant that. Saji perki shushin meto tamri yomishi ni sekien padi
Good evening. Now the last profession, okay. How to do meditation on the last profession, or maybe how to practice. Pretty much same, you know, like how to practice this profession, last profession. So, you know, even though there are like hundreds of different, thousand kind of, you know, like Buddhist lover deeds, when you summarize into these six professions. So, profession of generosity, profession of ethics, profession of concentrations, profession of generosity, profession of ethics, profession of patience, then profession of joyful effort, then profession of concentrations, so then the last one, profession of wisdom. So all the five, you know, first five has been complete. You know. So the last to Vaishnavism. And this is like kind of the outline of the, you know, the Lambdin text. Truba means number six, you know, share up the wisdoms. Lobsu, how to practice. It's divided into two sections. So wisdom, you know, wisdom liberates, you know, wisdom liberates. So. Wisdom generated by studying, listening, reading, you know, like there's one kind of wisdom. Not the best one, but the one kind of wisdom. So then wisdom then generated by thinking what you read. Wisdom generated by thinking what you read, you know, thinking. That's more like the review meditation or analytical meditation, all of that, you know, kind of falls in the second category, you know, review meditation, analytical meditation, so on. So then the wisdom generated by deep thinking, that's like concentrations. That's like concentration, you know, deep thinking. Oh, that's like wisdom, that's the best wisdom, you know, generated by deep thinking. Topic could be, you know, impermanent, could be precious human life, could be karma, could be, you know, like bodhicitta, emptiness, and so on and so forth. In this case, it's emptiness. Oh, tomanyi. True nature of all the phenomena, you know, emptiness. So then this become concentration meditation. So then that wisdom will free us, you know, from all the problems, you know, what we call, in Buddhism, what we call samsara, you know, filled with complications. So, you know, so no matter what we do, always, there's always, you know, always problems, That is, there's not something not like, we need to understand samsara as a whole. What is samsara? That is our very own existence. That's called samsara. Samsara is not the place. It's not the place. If it's a place, you can get visa, then go somewhere else. You know, you can buy a flight ticket, maybe go somewhere else. sometimes the people say, oh, go to Cozumel. Mexico, Cozumel, oh, go there, maybe, no, there will be no problems, you know, like, after second day, you know, they've been bitten by a mosquito, then you realize, oh, that's not really paradise, you know. No matter where you go. Same. With understanding, if we have deeper understanding of what is samsara, that will reduce, you know, unrealistic expectations that we had in our life. You know, so, yeah, so once in a while you get headache because you have head. If you don't have head, you don't get headache. You know. So that clearly, you know, because the communication is related to the body, it's not like just, you know, the weather. So therefore, the Four Noble Truths, you know, that's like first teaching that's given by Shakyamuni Buddha after his enlightenment, you know, after 45 days, and his first teaching that he gave in Varanasi, you know, that place, Four Noble Truths. Not because now I'm enlightened, or people are having great time, I'm going to make them depressed. It's not like that. Or talk about suffering, no, it's not like that. It's important. Lamrim, not here, but Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim said that song of experience or that in that Lamrim. There will be no like genuine interest or sincere interest towards liberations if we don't understand suffering. No, suffering. If you don't know, it's okay, it's very nice, you know. Why you seek liberation, you know? So samsara is pretty good, you know, samsara is pretty good. So you can live there. And there's two friends are in some sutras. So they both pass away. So then one was born in Devaram. And he was wondering where his friend might be. He's just wondering. Turns out that his friend is living. His friends become as a beetle, the bugs, living under the cow dung. And he kind of find out, you know. So then he say, "Oh, here is much better." Why he says, "Oh, I'm very comfortable here. No, you don't want to go anywhere." So see. Why Buddha taught truth of suffering, then the origin of suffering, then the cessation, then the path to cessation, let's go full number two. Why he talks about suffering, no? It's very important. If we are genuinely, sincerely seeking liberation, we have to understand suffering. You know, not like, oh, like, one day is good, you know, second day, no, that's called change, that's, you know, suffering of change, you know, or maybe complications of change. Everybody knows, it's not big deal, you know, so not just human, even animals knows, you know. The last one. In Buddhism, suffering doesn't mean pain. If this word suffering indicates pain, then that's not the right word to use. In Buddhism, suffering doesn't mean pain. So that's why I keep saying complication all the time. Instead of saying suffering, I say complication. So the suffering doesn't mean pain. Okay, so that needs to be very clear. The suffering doesn't mean pain. You know? Doesn't mean physical pain, mental pain, doesn't mean like that. It means complication. It's complication. So the last, you know, suffering, even animal knows, not big deal, animal knows. Suffering of change, animal knows. The last one. So, having a deeper understanding of what is samsara will reduce or minimize unrealistic expectations that we have in our life. Therefore, in samsara, nothing is perfect. There's no perfection here. Here, there's no perfection. Perfection is liberation. Nirvana, when you achieve that, then that's perfection. Why? You are pretty much free from disturbing thought. That's why. No? That's why there's not much complication. No? All the complication is produced by thought. Our thought. Just to remind you, probably you already know. Just remind you, okay? So the wisdom liberates, Concentrations, the profession number fifth, concentrations makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. Someday, chishis. No means no wisdom. Then wisdom liberates. Okay, so now here, this is the wisdom that we have been studying last two Sundays, I think, two Wednesdays. So. So now, So that divided into two sections. First one, Nyamsha Namgata Gatuni, so Nyamsha means, you know, meditative ego poise. Or another word you can say, the person is into deep meditations. The person is into deep meditations, called Nyamsha. That's called Nyamsha, Pa refers to the person. Here, Nyamsha, meditative ego poise, there's no kind of the mental thing, mental things, you know, mental thing, you know. So Nyamsha, Namgata Gatuni, emptiness like space, emptiness like space. When you are in deep meditation into emptiness, why it's called emptiness like space? You see something. No, it's not like you don't see anything. You see something, but you don't see any conventional truth. No, truth. You don't see any conventional truth, but you see what it looks like. It looks like space, clear space. What is that? That is emptiness. Oh, see? The nice weather, the beautiful weather, clear sky, when you lay down on the park, when you lay down, you look up, what do you see? You see space. That's all you see. You don't see no computer, you don't see books, you don't see people, you just see space, clear space. That's exactly what you see when you are in deep meditation, emptiness. It's not like, you know, you're kind of like sluggish or like half sleep, half. It's not like you are fully awake. But what you see like emptiness, like space. There's always that tong sang is just empty. So, you know, why it's like space? Because there's no conventional reality. You don't see any conventional reality. You don't see any physical things. You know, you only see like space. So, time of death. Every beings, living beings, experience that. Very shortly, when all these elements dissolve, one by one, you know, all elements dissolve with the five things. No ears, no, then you there's external sign, you see persons like kind of not able to blink. There's like four elements that dissolve one by one. With the five things together, there's 25 things that dissolve. In the very end, so then empty like space that you experience. If you have some understanding of emptiness, you could be liberated instantaneously right there. There's very good chance that we may be liberated right there, you know, with very little effort. You could then, you probably heard of clear light. There's mother clear light, child clear light, there's mother clear light, every living being experience. It's not very special, every living being experience. So. Child light, if you have some understanding of emptiness, there's child light, then you can combine that experience in that moment, and that's why you instantly liberated, no? And then liberated, okay. And otherwise, you know, they only kind of raise, you know, like say, white light in the tunnel, so when you read about the near-death experience, some of the experiences are pretty much similar, but, you know, I don't know, but you know, when you read the books about near-death experience, you know, so they will explain, you know, some of them quite similar like that. Sounds very much similar like, you know, the mother light. Child light that you produce, not just ordinary, you just produce, that's like the understanding of emptiness. So then right there, you know, right now, I don't experience anything, so maybe some of you may experience, but I don't experience anything at all. But I'm just saying, no, it's been written here, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's just it's written here. So, that's emptiness, okay? Oh, there's clear light, mother clear light. Whenever you hear word clear light, there's two. Mother and child. The mother, everybody experience. What it looks like empty space. Clear, empty space. That's what it looks like. Then if you have some understanding of the emptiness, then you can use that as opportunity to see emptiness. Then when you see emptiness, then the root of the problem will be ceased. The root of the problem will be ceased, no ceased. When you look outside, there's tanga, there's painting, there's twirling, first link. That's called ignorance. It's gone. Then there will be no birth, no death, no aging, all of them will be ceased, no? It's all a result of the ignorance, no? Oh yeah. So here, Nyanyanda Vandana Bhajinja, during the meditative ego voice, what you see emptiness. What it looks like clear space. Why? Because you don't see any conventional reality at all. Doesn't mean they don't exist, they do exist, but you don't see. So then when you come out of that meditation, it's called post-meditation with Jetop. Then you see, start to see prayer, when you start to see books, start to see cookies, you start to see pizza, start to see cheesecake, all of that. You start to see Tibetan butter tea, see all kind of things. But your understanding is dramatically changed. Your understanding is dramatically changed. Why? Because of the meditation of emptiness. Even though you are not in the meditative ego voice sessions, but when you come out, your understanding of the internal phenomena, external phenomena is dramatically changed. So, Jadob Jumatavitin, you know, there's a second one, Jadob Jumatavitin, you know. What is the illusion-like concentrations, that's what it says in text. The sense that they lead to the wisdom, the last perfection, the wisdom.
Is the illusion-like practice of voidness during post-meditation?
Yeah, illusion-like avoidness, same avoidness, emptiness, you know, like pure nature, all this, the same different terms. Can you repeat that formula? Can you repeat the word, make sure everybody hears?
The illusion-like practice of voidness during post-meditation, page 158 at the bottom, before
LC 107. It's called Jadob Jumatabhidinji. You can say, mindfulness is not concentration, it's the part of, you need mindfulness in order to develop concentration. But mindfulness itself is not concentration. It's like rope to help you to catch the elephant, which is your mind. You know, it's like rope. It's not the elephant, it's like mind. Mindfulness is like rope, it's not concentration. You need that, you know, mindfulness in order to develop your concentrations. You need mindfulness. Then, you know, here, like, Jada Jumatavi things, you know, very important. So that's what I'm going to explain here, okay? Jada Jumatavi things. I will explain this a little bit, so I'm going to, you know, review it and, you know, finish the rest, okay? Niba jado jumatavi tonin gomchunne, so how to think about emptiness or meditate on emptiness. You know, so meditation does not mean you sit like this, you know. This is just sitting, you know, this is just sitting. When you meditate, you sit like that. There's like 7 points that you learn how to sit properly when you do breathing meditation, concentration meditation. But meditation does not mean you have to sit like this. You know, this is like sitting meditation. This is important, no? You can meditate while you're walking, walking, you know, eating, you know, you can meditate. So here, now the post-meditation, okay? Post-meditation. Doesn't mean you are sitting, you are probably cooking, cleaning, or you do all kinds of things, you know. That's why it's called post-meditations. Meditate, that clearly shows meditation does not mean you have to sit down. That's misunderstanding, you know. Why? Because there's concentration meditation, there's review meditation, there's analytical meditations. What else? There's probably two, four of them. Jegum, jogum, shargum, jegum, jogum, jegum, jogum, shargum. There's four. So you know, you read Lamrim, so you find there. So now here, Nyeba Jedo Jumata Toni Gomzu, how to think about emptiness or meditate on emptiness during the post meditations. Jumata Vitoni, avoid this like illusion. What do you call?
It just says illusion-like practice of voidness.
Illusion-like practice of voidness. Yes. You understand what it means? You understand what it means? Okay, that's good to know. So if I say in Tibetan, so it doesn't help. But sounds much better in Tibetan. Sometimes in Tibetan it was much longer. Generally, in English, you know, we have more word. We have less word. No? We have more word. Jato jumata ke tonji gozo. Salama gonshi mingan desam desu. No? If you are doing this practice combined with a guru puja, so then of course you maintain all the visualizations that you have, you know, space before you. You visualize what you call merit field. You know, you visualize all the, you know, different kind of, you know, like, figures in the mirror. The main ones, and the one is like you are, you know, the water master. Okay. Then maintain that meditation is the same for every perfections. When you meditate, the same. If you are doing this combined with the guru puja, then you maintain the visualizations. Or if you are not doing guru puja, you can just, you know, visualize something simple. Maybe Shakyamuni Buddha himself, or maybe Tara, whatever, you know. So it doesn't have to be like complicated, it's like marriage field. The marriage field is kind of complicated. Visualizations can be something very simple, okay? If you are not doing this practice with group, you know. Then, of course, you know, this is Mayana practice, you know. There's like Buddhism, there's Theravada traditions, Mayana traditions. Buddhism, there's practice in Tibet, in China, Vietnam, Korea, Japan. It's all Mayana Buddhism. Sri Lanka, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, that's called Theravada Buddhism. It's all Buddhist followers, you know, but there are two different traditions. Mayana is all about walking, is all about service. Service for the, you know, so like, I'm going to meditate on this to benefit all living beings, all mother sentient beings. You know, it's like, even just their thought is something very wonderful, you know. It's not just, people in the Kadamba Center. It's not just for Tibetan people. It's not just for American people. It's for all living beings, all beings. It's for all beings, you know. So it's very, very important to have that kind of thought, you know. So it benefits you. It benefits you. Oh, see, like, cherishing others is a door to happiness. Is that easy? As I said this probably more than a million times, there's nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. No. Even making a tea is not easy. It's kind of complicated. You have to have, you know, it's easy to think about tea. Wonderful tea. It's easy to think. But practically, you know, you need water, you need sugar, whatever you put, you need all ingredients. Not just then you need to know how to make them, you know. Nothing is easy. Nothing is easy. No. But So intention, what is called, there's two things very important in Buddhism: beginning, motivations, and the end, dedications. There's two things, Tondanila, Chawan is very important, no? And the end, you dedicate your merit, no? You dedicate your merit. So intention is like, you know, may I quickly achieve fully enlightenment in order to benefit all Mother Sentient Beings. Then therefore I'm going to, you know, think about emptiness while I'm cooking, walking, cleaning, I'm going to think about think about emptiness based on what I see. When you are in like deep meditation, what you see is you see like space. That's all you see. There's nothing much to see. While you are out of the meditation, the sessions, then you see things. Then you say, okay, I'm going to practice or think about emptiness based on what I see. Because, you know, you're cooking, cleaning, when you're, you know, then there's like, jado jumata things, you know. You can't do that. I don't think you can do that while you are deep into meditation and emptiness, because you don't see contradictory realities. Post meditation, you see contradictory realities because you are dealing with contradictory realities. So then you're trying to practice understanding of emptiness based on what you see, you know, what you see, you know, like that, okay? So that's what it means, you know. Again, humble place, so maybe a lot of introduction for that. Maybe you don't need to say this term again. I hope people probably know these terms, like
the illusion-like practice of voidness.
Yeah, illusion-like practice of voidness. So, that's what I'm talking about. Nang tong, very important. Nang, appearances. You know, nang means appearance. How do you call appearance? Appearance. Nang means appearance. Here, you know, this, all of them. Tong, empty. Ni so, ni means true. Appearance, empty, that's true. So means collection of true. Appearances, empty, that's two part. Now, appearance, no problem. You see things, no, there's no problem. You don't have to make extra effort. We see things. Things appear, there's no problem. Empty, that's the big problem, empty. No? Can't put our head around. When we think about empty, we lose appearances. When we think about appearances, we lose empty. No? So, true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth, is the one coin, two sides. Two sides of one coin. No? If we need to try to see there's two separate coins, there's a problem. It's a problem. No? There's a problem. No? So, I'm going to practice, you know, the combination or collection of, you know, these two appearance and emptiness, you know, on this prayer light here, you know, like that. And when you are in meditative equipoise, you know, what you see, you don't see, you only see emptiness. What it looks like, it looks like space. You don't see any condition of reality. When you come out of that, you see all kinds of things. All this appearance are like illusions. You know, that's different. Your understanding of things dramatically changed, you know. It's not something solid, absolute, independent, existent. It is different. Navadita Jumba Jumata Rangshiji Chalam. Either you will see those external or internal things are like illusion automatically because of the power of meditation that you just did. On emptiness, or you have to put extra effort to see that. Extra effort to put into that practice. It's not illusion. It's like illusion. That's very important. It's not illusion. is real. It's not illusion, but it's like illusions. It's real, but it's like illusions. So, why is like illusions? Because the way it appears, it's everything has true truth, ultimate truth, conventional truth. Conventional truth is like appearance. Appearance is, what do you call? Appearance?
Appearance.
Oh. Appearance. There's no The way things appear, the way they exist, is not same. It's different. That's why it's called illusion. It's like illusions. What is illusions? Illusions. Oh, magicians, no. I'm not sure, like, it's called Jumaki. Here, the magicians, in the West, the magicians, you train. Ancient time, the magician, you know, they, like, learn some mantra. So then, you know, they gain some kind of power. They kind of put their power into water or maybe into the land, you know, so maybe like whole like square, 1 mile square. No, he just put that power in that land. No matter whoever walks in, step into that like line, their eyes all have been tricked. So they will see what the magician want them to see. They don't know to see that something that magician don't want them to see. So sometimes they say, you know, they put this power into water, so they keep close by, you know, they keep close to themselves. There's water, then their water probably will come like hallucinate, you know, or trick. So, then, you know, what they use like some kind of like stone, piece of wood, and they just create elephant out of that. It's create elephant. They call division. So then all the audience, what you see horse, you see elephant, you see horse. What is it? It is piece of wood, that's all. It's a piece of wood. It's a piece of wood, it's not like a, it's not horse, it's a piece of wood. You see, the magician, you see. Different, you believe what you see. Magician don't believe what he see because he knows that piece of wood. So that is illusions. It's not like illusion, that is illusions. Juma. So I'm not sure illusion according to Western culture, I don't know. So I'm only talking about illusions according to Asian culture. So probably same. No? That is not like illusion, that is illusions. That is illusions. So trick, what is the difference between trick and illusion? Same? Trick. No? See, you know, we all have experience of reflection our face in the mirror. We have experience of dream. We have experience of illusions, you know, illusion or magic or illusions. You know? So that is illusion. It's not like illusion. That is illusion. But all other things, these are like illusions. You know why? Where it appears, as an elephant. But that's not how it exists. It exists as a piece of wood. Appearances and existence are different. That's why it's called conventional reality. It's not ultimate reality. It's called conventional reality. Kunzo Dempa. It's just truth to your perceptions. It's truth. Generally speaking, it's not truth. It's just truth for your perception. You know, it's just truth for you, but is that really, generally speaking, is that truth? No, there's only one truth. That's called ultimate truth. Then why it's called conventional truth? Because this looks very much truth in my mind. That's why it's called conventional truth. But it's not truth. There's only one truth. That's called ultimate truth. That's emptiness. Oh, what is that? That's the true nature of everything. True nature of all existence. See, this is important. So you see, not just appearances, you see, when you see things, you are also thinking of empty part, not just appearances, no? See, like, what is it there? You have seen, like, beauty is in the in the eye of beholder. That's just example. Everything is the in the eye of beholder. There's no ultimate beauty. There's no ultimate good. This is just perception. It's just perception. No, it's just perception. There's no ultimate good. If there's ultimate good, then everybody has to agree that person's good, but that's not happening. No? There's no inherent good. There's no independent good. Good is dependent. Dependent. No? It's not independent. No? It's not absolute. It's like dependent on cause and conditions. No? So that's a good example. No? It's in the eye of beholder.
In the eye of the beholder.
In the eye of the beholder. Not just beauty, it's just example, everything. What that indicates, it indicates there is no ultimate beauty, there's no ultimate good, ultimate bad, it's just perceptions. That perception can be changed. No. Yeah, all the appearances is the reflection of the mind. The mind, true nature of that mind is empty. Empty. It's like clear sky. It's reflect, everything reflect there. But true nature is just empty space. That's all. There's nothing there. It just reflects. It's just reflections. The reflection is like illusion. It's not real. It's like illusion. It's like illusion. It's the same like the reflection, your face in the mirror. It's not your face. It's just reflections. No? In the dream, there are so many things happening in the dream. Good dream, bad dream, all the time, excitement, dream, unexcitement, all kind of dream. When you wake up, it's just memory. It's like that. It's just memory. The elephant didn't come to your room, but in the dream, elephant did come to your room. In reality, that your room is not big enough to hold elephant, I don't think. At least my room is not big enough to hold elephant. So see, but all kind of emotions goes around that. When you wake up, gone. So that's why here, when you dream the post meditations, you see things, then you try to understand things with the emptiness, and trying to see, this is not absolute, it's not inherent, it's not independent, it's dependent. Oh. Okay, like that. Oh. So then that's the most powerful way to purify. If you're wondering about purification practice, you think about emptiness, that's the most powerful way to purify. You read about emptiness, you read about, wondering about emptiness with pieces, your karma, like when you throw the glass on the floor, it shatters, your karma is going to be like that. Even just wondering about emptiness, what is emptiness? Oh. Then you can imagine just thinking, intentionally thinking of emptiness, can you imagine what it does? No? So, meditation on emptiness has to begin with self. It's not like, oh, how this exists. No, not like that. No, meditation on emptiness begins with self. Because what is the problem? The problem is the self-grasping mind. That's like iron net, metal net. What is it? Metal net or cage, metal cage. Self-grasping mind, danzu chajitayo busuchu. Self-grasping mind is like a metal cage. The mind that grasping on the self so tightly, that mind has no clue what is self. No clue. That mind has no clue. Therefore, first you become attached to me, the idea of me or self. And there, right from the beginning, there's no clear idea, what is self, there's no clear idea. Is the body? It's just my head, or it's my eye, it's my body. You know, so there's so much studies been done. There's so much intensive studies been done trying to find the self, you know. Who is going through the problem? Who is experiencing something? No, so there's like intensive studies been done on that, you know, identifying the true self. So there's no, it's important to self-grasping mind. Then when I say self-grasping mind, does it sounds like negative or positive? Negative. So that's good, you know, that's good. No. doesn't mean, you know, negative, I said, doesn't mean, you know, like to look down. But self-grasping mind is like iron cage. See, all the problems occur according to Buddhism, you know, or Buddhist philosophy, all the problems, the root is like fundamental confusions, or sometimes they say ignorance, that's the literal translation of maripa, ignorance. Ignorance means not knowing something. In this case, what not knowing? Self. You know, people used to, but I'm not surprised if you have some idea, you know. Ancient times, people used to have all kinds of ideas, you know. Or maybe this body, you know. So then there's all the intensive studies been done. Intensive studies been done on that. Kamungas and Dala Shinjiji, you know. First you become attached to this self, you know, self. Not surprised, everybody does. The one of the Indian masters called Chandrakriti, he said, then from there, dagi disingula, then it's like mine. Then you know, then all this happened. So it's good, you know, to spend some time, you know, to meditate, you know, when you meditate, just to try to identify what is self. Just think, you know. If somebody calls John, if your name is John, somebody calls John, what do you feel? How do you feel? If somebody's calling you very, like, politely, very gently calling your name John, how do you feel? If somebody's yelling at you, screaming at you, how do you feel? Maybe that moment, the self that you feel is over-exaggerated. No, over-exaggerated. Do we analyze? No, we don't analyze. We just react and we just bust. We just show anger. We don't analyze. If you analyze, you know, I think it's interesting, you know, if you analyze. Yeah, if somebody's screaming at you, somebody yelling at you, somebody criticizing you, how you feel yourself, how you feel. But I mentioned this before, like there's one, I think some kind of one businessman or a businessman used to do some kind of merchant, sometimes doing some merchant. And probably got, you know, tired, sick of that, you know, doing business, so then decided to do some spiritual practice. So, then there's practice called chur, you know, chur is like, you know, you see probably in the internet, you see that somebody holding like big drum. You know, we have used small drum, this big round drum, you know. So then, you know, they use that and they chant, beautifully chanting. So then through there, you know, they try to, like, basically imagining giving up everything, giving up their body, giving up everything, whoever needs it, you know, they just, so usually they go to the cemetery, they do this kind of practice called chur. Basically try to seize the fear, you know. So just intentionally go to cemetery at night and, you know, middle of nowhere, so then cemetery, then they just, you know, use this drum, then they chant. And imagine, you know, all these spirits coming, you know, taking over his or her body, you know, just imagine that. Right? So that person, you know, so used to be some kind of merchant, so then got very tired of, you know, or sick of that, doing business, so then really spiritual practice. Then he's been doing this practice. Then, you know, of course, you know, he feel kind of like scared. And he went to have consultation with the Lama. Then he's explaining all his experience, Lama. So then, and he's asking any kind of mantra that he can recite to eliminate that fear, any particular practice. Lama said, go back, just go back. Just go back, continue. So didn't say anything, just go back and continue. Then he went to the dream presence and then he feel the same thing. And now he can't go back to Lama because Lama told him to go back. That option is finished now. So he's doing practice. All of a sudden that he really felt the spirit lit him up in the space. That's how he felt. High up in the space, then just dropped him on the ground. So the minute he thought that he was dropped on the ground, and he thought, oh, now I am finished. I'm over. Now he said, I'm finished. Then after maybe a little while, he said, oh, I'm still alive. I'm not really finished. He really found the true self. Emptiness. He saw emptiness. Eye that he thought is finished, it's like, that's like mistaken eye. That's like the iron cage. He's so tried to grasp him one day, that's gone. He felt, you know, I'm over, now I'm finished. How you say I'm finished? I'm done, I'm finished. After a little while, he realized that he is still there. So that is the true self. He identified the true self the first time, and he was liberated. See? Oh, so that's how the meditation has been done, okay? So based on self. You try to analyze self. Because, you know, understanding of emptiness is that it will cut the root of samsara, that's ignorance. If this goes against the root, all the branch and the fruit, whatever, then attachment, anger, jealousy, all of that, is just branch. If you cut the root, you know, then it will, you know, like, slowly, not right away, slowly, this is all deceptive. That's why, you know, meditating on emptiness, that's why it's like the most powerful purification practice that you can do, reading, thinking, wondering. So, you know, most powerful purification practice. Okay, it's really purified. Okay. Does this story make sense?
Yes.
When he fell on the ground, he thought, I'm finished. No. So then after that he said, oh, I'm still alive. So that eye is now kind of like different. No? Like he identified the true self. No. That's why he instantly liberated. You. The story that told by Soren Bhuja, the great Tibetan master, you know, great Tibetan master, so I never got opportunity to receive teaching directly from him because he's from Ganden Monastery, I'm from Sedan Monastery. Because we have like one night, like to go there, it takes one night, you know, so then, you know, we have class. It's like almost a university, we have everyday class, they have everyday class, we have teacher, they have teacher, you know. So they didn't get a chance to receive any teaching. So, but listening to his teaching all the time is like listening to his teaching, many times, and then heard from that teaching. So about Vajrayogini, so then he said the story. So then please, you know, so after this, you know, you try to think about it, you know, so whenever you see things, try to understand through emptiness point of view, try to understand. If you see that, you know, everything's like is internal, external, all the phenomena, if you start to see it like illusion, that's good automatically. If not, then you need to put some effort to see that. Nothing is serious. Everything's like illusion. Nothing is serious, you know. It's just perceptions. But easy to say, but not easy to understand, easy to say. You know, it's said here, I just repeat. That's why it's easy to say, but not easy to understand, you know. Need to require some effort. To understand, need to require some effort to see, you know. So, probably that's why, you know, like, yeah, so if you see emptiness, you know, so then a lot of them, nothing's, you know, don't take very serious anything, nothing is done something very serious. So. Many examples they use to explain this meditation, you know. It is like illusion, it is like mirage, it is like town of cement eater called Tuzetun, I don't know, called cement eater, Tuzetun, so. Now, there are beings that we are not able to contact. You know, doesn't mean, well, we don't see them, doesn't mean they are not there, you know. So how much we used to see animals, even just animals, how much we used to see 250 years ago, how much we used to see? Very little. Now, how much we see? We see much more than we used to see. Maybe after 50 years, probably you will see more. As I mentioned, we are not only human, no, just four human realms. We are not only human. We are not only human. So, maybe when scientists improve dramatically, maybe, you know, they probably may find, you know, like planet that probably occupied by human, you know. So, but according to mandala, like mandala, so we are not even only human realm. There are three other human realms. So we are not only one. So there are many, you know, like many sentient beings. We are not communicating with. It doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist. So that's why one of them is like cement eater called Tizeton, Tisa. Chongjie is the town of cement eater. One example. Then Takja, echo. Then Sunye, what is it called? Reflections, Sunye. Milam, dream. So that's how you, when you see emptiness, that's how you start to see things are like that, like dream, like that. Particularly among those, you know, illustrations, then here particularly Lama choose few. Dream, reflections, Jumaji, illusions, dream, reflections. Why? Because we have experience. We humans have experience. What's dream? Everybody has something to talk about, dream, you know. Illusions, you know, the magic or illusions. Sunye, you know. Everybody see their face. In the modern world, everybody see their face. So still like some part, there are, you know, people who never saw mirror. When you show their photo, they just recognize who they are. Because they never saw their photo, face. You take this, one of my French friends who lives in Taos, New Mexico. She went to Tibet, took some photos, and sure, there's no expression at all. Turns out that girls don't recognize her face. Never saw her face in the mirror. There's no way to recognize. That's what happened. There are people, so then, you know, that is pure reflections. Reflection that not been recognized by the persons, you know, her own reflection, no?
Then the
like dreams, to step from thinking from dream as reflections. And exercise with that a little bit, then try to apply that with all other things, you know, try to apply that with other things. First, you know, practice a little bit with your reflections. Oh, so then dreams, you know, yeah, you have dreams. I have dreams, you know. So when you wake up, drink breakfast, you're drinking tea, then you think of your dreams, you know. There's nothing to show, you can talk about, you know? So, or you can probably make. When I was in Switzerland, they have like many therapies, you know, like development country, we have all kinds of therapies, you know, all kinds of therapies. So then some therapy, they ask their client to make their dreams. Try to make their dreams. So I was there a long time ago. So the lady asked me my dream. So then I have no idea, I just told my dream. And she write down, there's two ways, you can write it down, if you dream of a fish, you can write fish. You can do whatever figure you dream, you write it down. So then they give you explanation, hours and hours. So I have no interest, I have zero interest, you know. So, so the next time ask me a dream, so no dream. I do have a dream, but I don't want to say it, because it gets too complicated. Before explanation, my mind is fine. After explanation, my mind is not okay. Maybe I'm not the right person for therapies. So you can make, they ask you to make, they give you material, then you make all kinds of things. I visited some of them, they're all kinds of things on the whole floor, like big room. Here, all kinds of things make, you know. So in that case, you can probably see, just like your dream. But most of them kind of like silly, you know. So anyway, so Milam Dasu Nini Chashimba Yimbeza. So we have interaction with dream and reflection all the time. So take that as the base of our practice, no? Practice. So then slowly apply that, as Lama said. Milam Dasu Nini Chashimba Yimbeza Rangi Nyomala Chidachawa Titin Sanachalaos. If you think based on that, all kind of emotion rise. I was scared, not able to walk. What do you say? My foot is kind of what do you call? Huh? When you are chased by something, you want to run, you can't run. Frozen. Your foot was frozen, you can't run. When you wake up, your foot is fine. And when you look around your bedroom, there's not much run. Just dreaming all things happen, so like that, no, based on that kind of experience. So then try to apply the day-to-day life. That's what it means, try to see the conventional reality with understanding of emptiness. Rangi Nyawala Chidachawa Titi Mifamna Chalaos is much easier, it will help you to understand why it's called everything's like illusions. To understand that, if you use your dream as an example, if you use as your reflection as an example, it helps you to understand. You know, it helps you to understand better. You know? It will help your understanding. Tenyi leja sunyiji pe sambani. No, tenyi leja. Among those two, dream and reflections. Two, tenyi leja sunyiji pe sambani. No, sunyiji pe sambani. Thinking about the reflection is a little bit better, the Lama says. Sambani, no. It will help you to understand the appearance, it kind of deeper your understanding of appearance and the empty. No? Somebody, Nando Nisola, Nyabad Jambala, Naparse, Loven Dawatawa, the Chandrakriti, the Indian master who wrote the root text about emptiness called Chandrakriti, Dawatawa. Madhyamanga Avatara, that's the text, the Sanskrit name. In Tibetan it's called Umala Juba. So middle way apple, something in English, the middle way apple, something like that. So the root text, you know. Chapter 9 or chapter 10, it has 9 chapters or 10 chapters, something like that, or the text has 9 chapters or 10. In monastery, we memorize that, we memorize. Monks can say by heart, don't need a book, they can say by heart. No, I'm not one of them, but the other monks, they say, they memorize. I only memorize maybe chapter 2, then I just give up. So, because I did memorize Lama Song of Anuradha has 135 pages. I memorized all of that, so I used that in the debate class as my resource, and that's why I didn't memorize that. So that Lama Chandrakirti, the Master Chandrakirti says, using reflections as an example is much more profound than dream or reflection. Reflection, you see something. You see something and you know that's not you. That's a combination of two, right? Appearances and empty. It's not real, it's just reflections. It looks like you, but it's not you. Like that. It looks like that, doesn't mean it's that. It's just your mind made it, your mind just made it up. No? Or you write email, somebody didn't respond to you, and you create all kinds of story. Might not be true, might not be true. You just made it, looks like true. Maybe your mind just made it up, and sometimes it turns out your mind made it up. that's not what you project on the other person. That's not what is happening. What is happening is here, that you are going on. By the time when you find out, you already wrote 100 pages long. Stories, turns out everything has no base. False, no? That happens. No? So, using among those two examples, using the one, like reflections, Master Chandrakirti said it's more, it's much more better than the dream, no? Because the water of Uma Jubata, Shijabi Devaso, Shuma Basunji, so. So, I think that text is translated in English, only translated in English, you can read. So maybe then Lama said, Chandrakirti said, you read the text, if you don't find, then Lama's lying. If you find, more likely you are going to find. So then you tell them, that's how everything is originated, it's originated. It's not just somebody just last night made it up, it's not like this, but like hundreds of thousands of years ago, that's why they quote. They quote, it means they don't make it up, they just quote. So when you look at their textbooks, you'll find exactly the way Lama said. Oh, Jyatam Jyachimi, didn't it? Jyatam Jyachimi, di che, Jyatam Jyachimi, di. Lama Tsongkhapa said the same things, Lama Tsongkhapa said the same things. Tion te dala gone, doje chan, loza chuji chan, chan, dir sunyi, pezoz. Chuji Jan said, that's also this text, the commentary that I'm reading, that's the one of the Tibetan Master, that's his name, and he's doing the same thing here, more like using as a reflection, as a more the example to explain this, what you call the post-meditations, how to think about emptiness based on internal or external conventional realities, okay? Tina Chinangi Chodamji, Chinangi Chodamji, Chodamji, Chinangi Chodamji. Internal phenomena, external phenomena, basically everything is like, not is like. It's like Sunangi Dazu Shindu, it's like reflection of the moon in clear lakes. It looks exactly like moon, but it's not moon, it's a reflection of the moon. Chinangi Chunam Sunangi Dazu Shindu Nimanajo. This all, everything looks so real. That's the point. Oh, looks so real. Like reflection of the moon in a clear lake. Looks so real like that, no? When you start to analyze, if you don't analyze, yeah, so then you don't analyze, no, then it looks so real, it is real. It's not like illusion. It looks so real, it sounds so real, it feels so real. Then it's so real, it looks so real. That's what it is. Once you start to analyze, then there's a difference between reflection of the moon and the moon itself. There's a difference between reflection of your face and your face. There's a difference if you start to analyze. If you don't analyze, it's not real. Yeah, look at my face. It's not your face, it's my reflection of my face. But that's not what I say, my face, no? I was so upset at seeing my face in the mirror or something, one piece of grey here. One piece of grey here. Not just that, being very sensitive. Not just sentient being, sensitive being. Being so sensitive. Now when you start to analyze appearances, it appears so real, but it's not real. It's not real as it appears. It's not solid as it appears. It not just appears, then believing that, no? Big problem. Not just appears, believing that problem, no? So it also appears so real to people who see emptiness, it also appears real. That's not a problem, no? But it's believing that, no, that's a problem, no? Now you should talk about, it's not real as it appears. Even though it looks real, but still it is empty of independent existence or inherent existence. Therefore it's like illusion. Even though it appeared as an absolute inherent independent, but it is empty of absolute independent inherent. See? Even though it's so real, so absolute, so inherent, appear like that, but it is not. It's not like that. That's why it's called illusion. That's what we're trying to understand. It appears, it sounds so serious, but it's not serious as it sounds, it appears. The perception, the nature of the perception is empty. All the appearance is reflection of the mind. The mind, the nature of the mind is empty, all like that. That's how you try to understand. Even though it sounds so real, so inherent, so absolute, but it's not. It's like dream. But it's not dream, it's like dream. It sounds so real, it feels like really happening when you're awake? Nothing. Like that. See? That's how you try to understand. Not just say, oh, it's like illusion, and just stop that. No, need to analyze. Not just say, oh, everything is like illusion, it doesn't much benefit. No, you can say probably 100,000. Everything is like illusion. If you don't analyze, if you analyze, you don't need to say 100,000 times. Saying just one time is more powerful than saying 100,000 times. If you analyze. Oh. You can use Guru Puja stanza from here, you can use, that's the best for your meditation. You just memorize that and say in your mind, you know, you don't need to carry a book wherever you go. That's the benefit of memorizing things, you know. Wherever you go, you can just close your eye, you can just sit there long time. You just review, you know, all the materials that you remember by heart, you just review them. You don't need books, nobody can steal. It doesn't cost to buy a bag, you don't have to put it in the bag. It's much lighter than my large vertical. Small drive? Thumb drive. Yeah. It's much lighter than thumb drive. Bubble is still, it's all here. So there's a beauty. No, you can just use one stanza. You can use six perfection, there are six stanza. If you can remember, there are just six stanza. Then you can use that for base for your meditation, no? Don't need to start open book. When you talk about meditation, don't need to open book, you can just talk. You can just talk, you know. Don't need to open book. That's the benefit of, you know, like remembering material by heart. It's a big part of our education system in the monastery. Some monks, they remember 1,000 pages they can say, without book they can say, you know, they memorize. If all the monastery life is burned down, we can recreate pretty much. Not all of them, not this one, but this one is just like 300, so that's taught by Buddha. So nobody can memorize that. So that's not too much to memorize. But you know, the sixth profession, you use this one stanza, you use again and again, you know. So if you memorize one word a day, when the 100 days over, you finish 100 words, you memorize 100 words. So that's good, you know. So, yeah. So then, now probably what time? Don't know. 8:20 now. Time is over. So maybe. So a little bit left. Maybe like 3-4 lines left. Maybe I'll finish that next Wednesday. Okay, next Wednesday. So now, traditionally, you go to class, you learn, at the same time you practice, you know, you practice. So next day then you come, that's how the guided meditation has been done, traditionally. Not in a big group, but small group, you know, so then somebody explains, then you learn, then you ask to guide your meditation, then you guide me, do meditation, then you come back tomorrow, continue teaching, then after that you meditate again, and then at the end, maybe at some point, you know, you share your experience. That's how it's been done, but you know, all of us, no, not just you, including myself, it's good to think about, daily basis, to think about emptiness, you know, here and there a little bit, okay? Yeah. So with that, then I'll stop.
Please go back to the essential prayers book, page 263. We'll read the final Lamrim dedication, Lamrim Runlong Juso. Lama Tsongkhapa. Two For my two collections, vast space, I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds, wisdom eye, is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teaching, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkest from the minds of all beings for the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I hold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time by even this greater path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Now turn to page 244 and 245. And let's chant the short long long terms. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Shinkam De Pendan Dewa Malu Shinwene Chere Sigwan Ten Singyatso Yi Shape Sita Bardu Ten Juchi Jonu Yi En Ala Wang Shortu Hawa Tare Ten Bara Sopa Lo Sangye We Dito Lek Bao Shur Chasu Gengyu Lama Sowa De Tup Su Chan Jin Chang Gren Ge We Ten Sing Kyo Pe We Kun Su Do Po Tse Chok Sun Ku We Le Mun Tu Du Pa Dok So Duje Gun Du Jap Ten Sho Mig Me Tse We Te Chen Chen Re Se Re Me Ken Pe Wang Po Jang Pe Yang Ga Tare tu re so ha, Om 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 tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Good night.